You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Do you have any Waiheke news for us, Karen?
I don't.
We've got Karen Rackman in the studio. You are the woman behind, is it music supervision on movie soundtracks such as Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, lots and lots, Boogie Nights.
Keep them coming. We keep them coming, John.
Let's see how many I've got off the top of my head. Office Space.
I was executive soundtrack producer.
Okay, well, you're pretty much the boss. So, how on earth did you get into a line of work where you take care of movie soundtracks?
How long is the show? I got really lucky, I guess. I was that person that you guys are, the same person. Like, I know what song to play here. I know what song you need to listen to. I know. I loved soundtracks, and I'm from LA. But I moved to New York. I was working in a clothing store, and I met this woman who was the head of soundtracks for this big schlocky film company, and she hired me to be her assistant. And that's where I learned.
I'm just going to get the door. It's a bit sorry to chuck in.
We're getting a lot of studio ambient noise in here.
It's okay. It's independent radio. Yeah. I get it. It sounds good.
So, just a bit of a lucky break.
Yeah. No. I mean, I really. You know, you have to have those affirmations in your mind, like, this is what I want to do, and then I will go and do anything to get it as well. So I met the right person, and I was an assistant for 3 years at the film company, and then went on to work for Island Records, and then worked for Herbie Hancock, and
she was.
Then I went out on my own. Yeah.
So, is there just lots of time spent crate digging and listening to music, and how did you come across a lot of music?
Just before that, though, what did you do with Herbie Hancock?
Well, it was very funny. I was looking after his publishing, but I really had no idea what I was doing. So I went on tour with him.
Fake it till you make it, sort of.
And I found him the best publishing person.
Wow.
And I've had a great relationship with him still to this day. In fact, last time he was in New Zealand, I was here too, and we got together, and I went to a show. And
fire up.
He's a fantastic human being.
No doubt. Wow, that's cool. Sorry, John. Yeah. Well, I just totally cut your lunch, man. I just had to know what was going on.
That was a good question, actually. I've sort of forgotten my line of thinking. But hey, the reason we got you in here this evening was to... you know, we like to branch out and have a listen to some music, and get a guest selector in here is always a great thing.
And so we've probably gone right to the top of the tree in this instance.
I mean,
Well, anyway, about digging through crates, yes. Right. Yeah. Like, and also the best thing about my job, and it's kind of tapered off now with the way music is these days, but I would get everything sent to me.
Yes.
Cool.
And
try this out.
Yeah, and then I would have, like, even though I got paid shit when I was starting.
Right.
I was, I had a Tower Records account.
Mm.
And I could just go buy stuff. Right. And everything would be sent to me.
Man.
So it was pretty fun. And I still, to this day, have quite the collection. But it's all back home in LA. Mm-hmm. Soon to be shipped here.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've asked you to select a few tracks from your sort of extensive career, I guess.
Yes.
Where did you want to start?
Well, I don't know. What kind of mood are your listeners in today?
Well, BFM is a...
kind of like...
we're a massive melting pot, really.
I know that.
We can hit all different angles, and then from there, play something even...
But you were playing really pretty soothing music earlier, and I think I might mess that up a little bit for you.
No, not at all.
No, we've just gone for some sleep into that.
I can take you gently. First, I just want to say, it was so funny. This was like one of the hardest jobs I've had, picking a song selection for today.
Well, it's like a common...
yeah,
so
it was like,
what
do these guys want? Like, well, what does the BFM audience
what
want?
What does it mean?
And my assistant Grace, who she sort of just said, look, these people, you gotta play what you've worked on. So I'm gonna play
She's
you
got a good
collaboration.
Angle,
yeah, 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 yeah. I appreciate that.
We gotta hit the, gotta tip the hat to the big accomplishments. Don't you?
Everyone needs to know what's going on. Hey, yeah, so people know who I am here, maybe. Okay, so you know what? I want you to choose. The first one.
Should we kick? Well, the first one I've got here is I Throw My Toys Around.
Okay, can I tell you a little story about that?
Yes. Please do.
That song should have been bigger when it was written, but it's Elvis Costello wrote that song, and Gwen Stefani sings it, no doubt did it. And it was from Rugrats movie, and it's actually like an incredible song, but this is an alternative version of it. If you go and see the Rugrats movie, it's a little different.
I definitely used to vibe on the series. I don't know if I watched the movie.
Well, you know, Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo, did the music for the movie. He did a lot of the music for the movies.
Is the movie like...
Have you met him in person?
Oh, I know Mark well. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's the best.
Yeah, I love his soundtracks.
Yeah,
I
know. He's the best.
All his work with Wes Anderson.
Well, maybe let's start with Take Me There then.
Oh, yeah?
Only it's a little fun. It's Blackstreet and Maya and Mace and somebody named Blinky Blink. But it starts off with the theme, the Rugrats theme that Mark Mothersbaugh wrote. And I also just want to tell you one little thing about the song, is that the song went to number one, and the video was directed by two Kiwis, my friends Luke Nola and Steve Sousey.
Okay, I'm just having a
Sorry, did I mess you up?
No, you're right.
Okay, and that's a fun song.
I'm just having a little trouble.
Play whatever you want.
Here we go. No, we can...
Having a bloody...
Oh, but don't do the remix.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
For some reason, it's not...
Okay, then do something else.
It's not giving me any joy.
Okay, let's play the Elvis Costello.
Shit, my bed! See, we just BFM'd perfectly, by the way.
Okay.
I've got no time for fairy stories. I'm not a little girl. So you can leave me all alone and turn off the lights as well.
Mate, Gwen Stefani's in there.
Elvis Costello as well on that one.
Strong. Yeah,
he wrote that.
Really?
Yep.
And so what was the MO? Do you know? It was like, hey, we need a song about...
We need a song for Rugrats.
Having a hissy fit.
Yeah, think of Angela. Remember Angela? Yeah, and that's what he was thinking of, you know?
The grunty big sister.
She would sing, "I'll throw my toys around. I don't care what you say," you know? So
that's quite an interesting pairing, Elvis Costello and Gwen Stefani.
Well, it's interesting, actually, when I was thinking of my playlist, too, Grace was helping me, and we could go to the next one, is I've done... I think what I like doing most is pairing people. Mm-hmm. So I've done a couple selections of songs being... of artists being paired together, and it's always fun when you don't put people who admire each other and they want to work with each other and they haven't had the opportunity, and sometimes that's how you get artists to be a part of your soundtrack, right? Because you just sort of to do a song, they're like artist. No, right, right. Yeah, and I've done that actually with Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach.
Right.
And we won a Grammy on that song.
True. So, I guess especially if it's like a sort of a, this was going to sound weird, but if it's like an older artist, it's like, oh, by the way, we've got that hot new young artist keen to do something. And then like, yeah, I haven't really been doing much. Is it that kind of buzz as well?
No, I think honestly, it's like mutual respect. Right, a great artist is a great artist. I think that's why it's good to do the old and the new. I don't think I've ever had an artist who's like, I don't want to work with that has-been. You know, you work with classics. Music, you've either got a short span or you've got, you know, a lifespan. So, oops.
True. What's next on the
What do you think? Do you recognize any there?
I want to play this "I Love You, Mary Jane" song at Youth Cypress Hill.
So this was like honestly the worst movie that I worked on, and one of the best soundtracks. And
Judgment Night.
Yeah, no, Judgment Night.
Music from
Judgment Night.
Oh right, there you go. Yeah,
and we paired artists that every track. Like I couldn't again. Grace wanted me to play this track. I wanted to play "Fallen" by De La Soul and Teenage Fan Club. Right. But it's actually a really interesting record.
What's the movie like? I'm trying to think. Have you seen this movie, John?
Emilio Estevez.
Classic.
Cuba Gooding. They get lost going
the
wrong
now.
Way. Yeah, not a good movie. Nothing good about that movie. But the soundtrack did really well. It was really an interesting soundtrack.
Sweet. Well, let's listen to this. Sonic Youth Cypress Hill collab.
Okay.
Cypress Hill and Sonic Youth are coming together on a track called I Love You Mary Jane. Rad track, but apparently the movie's not that rad. Does it, has it happened quite a lot in the game, Karen, would you say? You've had to just go, look.
Okay, I'll be really honest with you. No.
Oh, good.
But no, because I think I've done a really good job of picking movies, and I think that's why I also was at a record label, is because I'd pick the right movies for the right soundtracks. My ex-husband produced that movie.
Oh, far out.
So that's why I did it.
It's extra shit. Hey, sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay, it's okay.
That was quite an outburst. Hey, I was curious, how does this work? Do they send you like an early version of the movie and you kind of sit down and go, oh, yeah, this
needs
that?
Oh, it's different.
Okay.
Like, you know, everybody wants to know about what's working with Quentin Tarantino like. And
you can tell us what it's like if you want.
I really enjoyed working with Quentin Tarantino. I mean, I think he's responsible for my career, and I think he has an incredible taste in music. And 100%. My job with him was making sure he got what he wanted. And then, you know, there's a couple songs where, you know, he'd let me, you know, I could be his go-to person for that last song. That was my situation with Paul Thomas Anderson, too. He knew exactly what he wanted, and my job was to get him what he wanted, which is a whole skill of negotiating.
So you have trust there, right?
So you go out and say, hey, this is the song he wants, and then you go and talk to the
right and
people.
I have to get it within the budget, and I have to make sure we get the rights to put it on the record and the right to put it in the film. And if we need the right for advertising, then I got to make a soundtrack deal and make sure we do it right so that, you know, the record company lets the artists do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. But with Quentin, you know, I would Reservoir Dogs before he hired me, and then I decided I would do whatever he said, you know. So he needed this song, Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yes.
So
you used to all the hard work to make it happen.
He was told he couldn't have it. He was told he could only have 70 sound-alike songs. Oh, okay. And I read that script and I was like, what are you kidding me? I will do anything. And I was on the phone with like Jerry Rafferty and Joe Egan negotiating that song and making sure he got that song.
Wow.
So then he hired me as his music supervisor. So and then with Pulp Fiction, he pretty much knew what every song he wanted, but he spelled so badly that I couldn't tell what songs he was talking about.
Is it? Are the artists,
I can relate. I'm a terrible speller.
Are the artists and the labels in the end actually very grateful to get their songs onto these iconic movies?
Well, you know what's so interesting is yes. But, you know, the thing is nowadays, because of the record industry being a whole different industry, it's the one way to make money. So they're not willing to negotiate as much as they were before.
Okay.
And, you know, songs that were in Pulp Fiction, you know, people that owned like Miserloo, you know, they still thank me and they're very grateful. But then people are like, well, I'm not going to give you a song for that kind of price ever again. Because,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that movie made so much money.
Well, that movie gave Neil Diamond heaps of cool points. And we kind of.
Well, but that was a cover, too. Yeah, but it was a cover of that song.
Right,
yeah, that
right
song
on.
Is great.
Yeah.
Great, great, great song.
Okay, so that was one you guys couldn't get? Or you
I just
like,
realized I had a dream about Neil Diamond last night.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't dream about Neil Diamond? Just, you're human. Don't worry about it.
Can I just ask a question? A band which has been famously tough to get songs out of for soundtracks is Led Zeppelin. Have you ever had a go at trying to get a Led Zeppelin song for a soundtrack?
I don't think I have.
They just do covers anyway, John, so don't worry about it, mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, well, should we go for a Quentin Tarantino movie now? A track?
Well, the one I put there was Flowers on the Wall. Now, I don't know if that's BF fitting into our vibe today, but I have to tell you, this is the one song in the movie where Quentin said, hey, Karen, I need a song. Can you get me something? Bruce Willis, I think he might sing it in the car, and he explained the scene to me. And if you guys remember the scene,
his Ranger.
No, he's just like, he sings along to it in the radio. And if you go back and you see that scene, it's quite a good scene. And
in the Honda.
And I love the song. And this I chose this song, and I think this is Flowers on the Wall, right?
Right on.
And,
yep.
What other
the Statler Brothers.
Yeah, I picked a whole bunch of quirky songs like this, and this is the one he chose.
Perfect.
You're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worrying about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go, I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Sorry, we're just caught up. We're just caught up reminiscing about sweet, sweet movies.
We are here with
old mate Karen from a lot of rad
Karen
movies
Rickman,
that you might dig.
Music supervisor to some of the greatest movies of all time.
Thank you.
It's a fair argument, John.
Yeah.
It's certainly like I have to say. Okay. Yeah. In the 90s, that was me.
Could you said you did the soundtrack for Clueless just off mic. Mm-hmm. Can you just rattle off for us the movies that you can remember
that you've done, like on the moment?
Okay.
So Reservoir Dogs, Reality Bites, Clueless, Pulp Fiction, Bullworth, Moulin Rouge, Romeo and Juliet. It was executive soundtrack.
Oh,
but did I say Boogie
Nights? Big Romeo
and Juliet.
Was
right. Rugrats, SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's good. It's better
Stealing,
than I would do.
Stealing Beauty, Mystery Men, Good Burger.
Far out.
How many of you saw Good Burger?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
is
you're missing
good?
Out. It's cute.
This is a line of work that many people would love to get into.
Yeah. It's a great gig.
It's kind of one of those things you kind of need the lightning to strike in the right place.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting, and it's changed a lot over the years, and I've changed too. And now I'm kind of just getting back into it. So, if you could let all the directors
movies
and producers
out there,
agencies and TV shows that I'm available here in New Zealand.
Easy, consider
music
it done.
Supervised. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Looks like we've probably got enough time for one more. And you did mention the SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, you know what? But although I really want to play that song, I think
we should
go out with a banger.
Really? Okay, sweet.
Do you want to just like go out with a party song with like Ghetto Superstar?
That would be quite powerful.
Ghetto Superstar.
Right on.
It's so Ghetto Superstar from
Bullworth.
From Bullworth.
There's a funny story there.
What's Bullworth? I don't know.
Warren Beatty. Oh, you don't know it?
I've seen it.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Silly,
it's timeless.
I don't know.
No, this was a great soundtrack. Everybody's on it. Mm. Dre, RZA, Mac 10, Chuck D, KRS-One, Cannabis, Wyclef, Praz.
Whoa.
This
everybody.
Is Praz, ODB, and Maya.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Karen, it's been such a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Right on.
Man, look at the sky. Oh, the stars, man. The stars are beautiful tonight. Look at
Ghetto Superstar.
Star.
That is what you are.
That's what you are.
Coming from afar.
Reaching for the stars.
Run away with me to another place. And rely on each other.
Yeah.
From one corner to another.
Some got hopes and dreams, we got ways and means. The supreme dream team, always up with a scheme. From hubcap to selling raps, name your theme. Mirage to the top, floating on the screen. Who the hell wants
want to stop me. I hated those who doubt me. A million refugees with unlimited warranties. Black Caesar, dating top divas. Diplomatic immediately. No time for a visa, it just begun. I'ma shoot them one by one. Got 5 sides to me, something like a pentagon. Strike with the forces of King Solomon. Letting bygone be bygone and so on and so on. I'ma teach these cats how to live in the ghetto. Keeping it retro, expected from the get-go. Lay low, let my mind shine like a halo. For politics with ghetto senators on the D-Lo. The senator behind closed doors, hitting truth to the sea floor. The rich don't north, ignore the tug of war. While the kids are poor, open new and better drugstores. So I became hardcore, couldn't take it no more. I'ma reveal everything, change the law. I find myself walking the streets, trying to find what's really going on in the street.
Now every dog got his day, needless to say. When the chief away, that's when the cats wanna play. I told you, dance around you fools like Cassius Clay. Stretch my heat and make you do a pot of beret. Kick your balls like Pele, think I'm doing ballet. Peak like Dante, broader than Broadway. Get applause like a matador, cry yelling ole. Who the hell wanna say me from BK to Calais?
Come on,
when you thought it was safe in a common place. Showcase your finances, lose a bass on the horse race. Two phase, getting D-phase out like Scarface. Slow your roll money, let me put on my screw face.
And I'm paranoid at the things I say, wondering what's the penalty from day to day. I'm hanging out partying with girls that never die. The CEO's picking on the small fries, my campaign telling lies. I was just spreading my love, didn't know my love was the one holding the gun in the glove. Well, it's all good as long as it's understood. It's all together now in the hood.
Well, that if you've tuned into any of that, it's basically just John and I super starstruck for a little while. What a rad lady, man. What a lot of cool times she must have had. Can we agree? We can agree.
The Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
That whole movie rules.
Like, the music is so much of a part of that film.
Strong.
So much of its affect. Like, there is a lot of people, a lot of people my age in particular, out there, that soundtrack. They still own it. It's a banger.
It's good. I'm glad you're gushing now. We're done gushing.
I would like, Mikey and I interviewed her on Breakfast, and she's the best.
What great taste. What an exciting life to have led.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.